Okay, I'm going to talk to you about the first five questions on the review quiz for Chapter 2. And the first one is about someone who has a bad fall while rock climbing. And they want you to know, the people who wrote the test, the authors of your book wrote this test, as a matter of fact. And they want to know which brain structure did this person's injuries most likely affect. The information they give us is that she had alterations in her ability to initiate voluntary movements. So that's the key phrase, and so you're looking in your book when you're trying to look this one up for the part of the brain that initiates voluntary movements. And if you look closely in the chapter, especially in the part about the midbrain, you will see in italics there the substantia nigra. So the answer to this one is C. Number two, we have a man who was diagnosed with testicular cancer and had both testicles removed, and so they want to know that concerning his ability to engage in sexual activity, what should we expect? And it's unlikely that it would be A, nothing he can do, because what's going to happen by losing his testicles is he's going to not produce as much testosterone as he did before, but that won't necessarily influence his ability to produce an erection. He will have some reduced ability to do it. And so if he gets an injection of testosterone, then he will be able to perform, and the answer then is B. Estradiol, C, is the female hormone, so getting an injection of that won't help him, even though dividing them between male and female hormones may not be the best choice of words, because both sexes produce both hormones, testosterone and estradiol, estrogen. Okay, number three, hang on a second here. Number three, so we've got somebody who has a brain injury, slowly recovering the function of his right arm. And what is happening, of course, is that his brain is reorganizing itself to help him regain the function of that arm. And that action of the brain that does that is called, or the ability of the brain to do that is called plasticity. So that answer to that is C. Number four is pretty straightforward kind of question. They just want to know which of these parts of the brain were named because of their similarity to a seahorse, or look a little bit like a seahorse. And that would be the hippocampus. And your book says that, so if you looked up hippocampus in the book, it would tell you in the first two or three sentences that that was why that name was chosen. Number five might be a little tricky for you, because it's going to be the same answer as an earlier question, but generally a question that has to do with the brain changing itself to make up for some kind of damage, that process is called plasticity. So once again, that's the answer to the question, and that's D. Okay, good luck with the rest of the quiz. Please take your time. Do look up the questions, and you'll notice that every now and then, one of the questions won't directly be answered in the quiz, and you have to make your best guess or make the best choice. That answer about the testosterone was an example of that. That was really not stated precisely in your book, so you would have had to guess at that one, and there may be some others like that from time to time. All right. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.